guys come in. Please, have a seat by the fire and listen to my tale of Dungenetics, the Cliff Notes edition. See, in this particular episode, I will be going through our chapters one by one, picking out the compelling parts, discarding the chaff, and hopefully getting you up to speed on the danger of our world. So please, rest assured, you're in good hands. The table bickering has been removed. The poor dice rolls have been executed. And all that is left is the pure adventure.
Well then, if we must continue the adventure to its eventual end, I will say this. We are coming down to the introduction of a new character, a new plot line, and an execution. Life really does hand you a lot on your plate, and sometimes too much for even us to bear. There's challenges that exist in this world, poignant, peppering. Dukes, vampires, rogues, stealing identities, swearing, and the leaving of Hidden Harbor, the introduction of Slade Scion, and finally the return to Blue Meadow. Thank you.
Last we left off in the town of Hidden Harbor, our group of adventurers had solved a group of missing persons and murders, and which led to a cult, which they then let the leader leave in exchange for removing them from the city.
Totally worth it.
To reopen the mines, the apprentice of the town blacksmith led his venturing buddies and went in, cleaned up the mine, and re-imprisoned an ancient horror of the Twisted One into a flask that now the wizard carries.
Yes, the flask.
Which leaves the other two problems in the town left unsolved. The missing gold shipment from Jay Eason.
Yep.
And the...
the leaf!
And the leaf.
The leaf.
So you can investigate the leaves, or Mark could add in what he's learned.
Yeah, maybe what you learned is added to
some guy stole some boxes.
Yeah,
who it was. A bunch of merchants have gotten wealthier in the less competition. One in particular, Isaac
Newton,
Iantor. Isaac has risen in prominence since the theft of the 3 crates of gold 2 weeks ago. I think that might be a connection, but I'm just guessing.
You've been gathering information. I am gathering information.
Yeah. Purchased a warehouse from Xenos, pirate merchant in town. He turned the property into a thriving nightclub. It's the centerpiece of Hidden Harbor's social scene.
So,
what?
What you're saying is people have been getting wealthier. We actually know who might have stole the money because this...
Well, why didn't you guys told me? I've been looking for these crates for two days.
Yeah, yeah. Well, now it's invested in the nightclub. And look, hey, the community is pretty... I don't even consider your issue really an issue.
After pursuing several officials for my employer during the last 2 weeks took advantage of the chaos in the town, my attention must return to the fate of the missing gold. I gotta find this missing gold.
It's gone.
Well, we need to get...
Do you want
to...
Your
I think
problem.
We just go burn down that nightclub.
We can't burn it down. We gotta talk to this Isaac.
It could be tied together.
Talk
just
to
have
Isaac.
A great white concert there. It'll burn down.
Almost 40% of the town... or the village goes there every night.
Might be a good
we can dress
something.
In our
this
finest New Jersey clothing.
Is... this is Denny's. All right, let's do this.
He doesn't say anything. The guy in the middle, he's like, my name's Isaac. I own this place. Anything I could help you with?
No, just thought I'd let you know that this is an amazing place. Like, if it wasn't for this nightclub here, you know, half the town would have anything to fucking do around here.
It is true. We have become quite successful once me, and he points to the guy next to him, Xenos decided to go in partners and start this.
Oh, interesting.
Xenos, I never... Shake his hand. Shake Xenos' hand as well.
Okay.
What did... Do I know what Xenos did before he was a nightclub owner?
He was a pirate merchant.
Yeah, he was a pirate merchant. What like Eason, but not as successful. Yeah, he's not going to be like, yeah, I'm a pirate, but yeah. Everyone
okay,
knows.
We know.
I'd like to introduce my good friend, Kazaa. I don't know if you're actually familiar with
yes,
his
I'm
his
familiar
great
with
deeds.
The seer.
Yeah. Oh. Have you seen his skull before?
It's like, I've never staff. Used his talents, but I've heard very many things from the patrons of the bar.
You should see him dance.
Yeah, would you like to?
All right, make a dance check.
Where is it?
What? Roll a d20, Ryan. Do it. Tear it up. Huh? Tear it up.
I'm gonna dance.
Do you have performance?
Two.
All right, you pull out like moving like an Egyptian or something like that, and everyone just
he does the fucking, robot.
Everyone just starts laughing, even like the other people, like the groupies around them. They just start laughing.
Okay. Can I buy the table?
So, talking to the bartender.
So,
anything else strange you've seen since you've been working here? Any kind of crazy stuff? Besides usual bar stuff, you know?
Sometimes the owners take people in one of the rooms upstairs and
just some of them come back.
And there's a rumor that one or two of the people never came out.
Well, that's not good for business. Have you ever been in any of those rooms?
I'm going to address Xenos and be like, oh, Xenos, hey, I'm surprised you and our paths haven't crossed before. I understand before this you stole stuff, right?
The guy kind of scowls at you and he's like, I acquired things that were lost at sea.
Hey, I understand. If it's flowing and no one's around, I'm okay with it. I mean, basically... I am sort of the constable around here. If you need anything at all, just let me know. But do you happen to know where the bathroom is?
Well, he points you.
Where's the bathroom?
He points you to one of the corners of the establishment.
I want to buy another round of drinks while you go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That'd
be good. Buy another round of drinks.
I'm going to try to go upstairs.
Okay. You're just going to hide and turn into a rodent?
Yeah. I'm gonna try to bite my. Take a look on the top floor. Are there any rooms that look like offices or anything like that?
There are two rooms. One is smaller than the other. One has windows, the other one doesn't.
As you're walking towards the bathroom, can I, like, make a nod to you that I'm gonna be like,
yeah.
I'm going upstairs too. I'll check right, you check left.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Yours is very dark.
Yes, there's no window.
You break in, you hear some people like kind of like gasping, and they're like, help, help. And you look around, there's about 8 people chained to the walls. They have nothing but loincloths on.
Don't hump them, Mark.
It's one of those kind of clubs. It's like
and
a metro.
Several of them look kind of bloody.
Guys go, shove it. Don't make any noises. This only hurt for a minute.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, I appreciate your role playing.
Yeah. I see a rat rolling across the floor, and I start talking to it because I think it's Bobby, and it's not.
Okay.
Like, dude, there's like people chained up in here. Where are change back so you can help me down to chain these people? Nibble, 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 nibble. Why I'm talking to me in rat? I don't speak rat. All right, so I go over and start unchaining people.
All right, make a d20 roll.
Don't explode
19.
Yourself.
8. I'm thinking I'm taking the 19.
Yes. You notice that all of them have teeth marks on their neck.
Oh. What? We got vampires up in his house.
True.
Why did you do that? I came in here and they were all chained against the wall.
What's with the bleeding?
They were bitten in the neck.
I found a glass. There's blood in the next room.
We should ask the people if it's theirs.
That's a terrible idea. Let's do it.
That's a terrible idea.
High five.
Yes.
All right.
Is this your blood? What type
first
are you?
Thing,
this
this outside,
tastes like
right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I?
Can we open a window?
Open a window and drop some rope.
Isaac looks over at you and he's like. Oh, your friend's been gone for quite some time.
He has digestive problems.
So, what is the seer and the constable doing here other than investigating?
We're just here for a good time. Just checking it out.
I haven't seen you in the last few weeks. It's
a good night.
Marcus gets up without saying anything and starts walking up towards one of the stairs.
No.
Go beans.
Nope.
Go
beans.
Go beans.
But before you go up there, Marcus, I got a son I gotta
Marcus
tell you.
Hasn't said anything to you yet.
I know. But I gotta say. He can't go up there just yet. Because.
He kind of looks at you like he's looking through you.
Well, I like a tour. If you give me a little tour. But give me a tour.
Something is really strange. He seems very robotic, and he doesn't seem like himself. Okay. And you don't understand why he's up here.
Knock me out.
Yeah, I'd be like, could you maybe do me a favor, go downstairs and see what's going on? Check.
I know what's going on down there. I'm gonna stay up here.
Yeah.
Yep. I was told to come up here.
Yeah.
Told you to come up here. What do you mean someone told you to come up here?
Well, Isaac, of course.
Why would I just tell you to go up here by yourself?
Or Marcus.
This is going horrible. Marcus. Can I try to fake imprison the people that we just freed and bring them out of this club? I'm going to try to free
they're
them.
Missing,
yeah, yeah, missing people.
And he said that you heard screams while you were in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, that's like, please.
In the meantime, we're going to huddle for a second.
What are you guys doing? Wait a minute, guys.
No, be like, watch the door for a second. We need to figure out something over here. Well, and then we'll be right with you.
First of all, I've imparted onto them that
they
I think something
Zeratog attack a cop.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I have imparted to them that I think something's wrong with Brian.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We understand.
But I'm not leaving up here.
Well, all right. Like, everyone what? Make a spot check.
Good.
It's gotta be one.
Hold on a second. I thought we were gonna go with his idea.
You are.
Okay. All right.
18.
15.
What five. Do I use for spot?
20.
Wisdom.
And then plus your...
Okay. I just got 9.
Oh, I got 20 then.
So I got 14.
Nine.
I'm smart and I'm tiny.
You two don't notice anything. You notice, but it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I'm glad.
You notice through one of the cracks in the corner of the room, there's this kind of like greenish like gas kind of like coming into the room.
Oh, crappers. It's on the vampires going.
You guys aren't leaving. You guys are not leaving.
Can I just knock him out now and save us the trouble?
All right, roll initiative.
No. Hold on a second. I'm going to tell them what's going on.
He's going to punch him in the face.
He's going to punch me. He's going to knock me out,
punch
or I'm going to keep you guys up here.
Punch him.
You know what?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not going to go down without a fight.
Punch Brian.
He's not going to let him just pick him up. So roll initiative.
You got to hit me, or I'm going to... It's going to be a battle time.
8. I had 14, so plus 8.
Yep, so you got 22.
Sweet. Yes.
You're definitely going first. Go first.
Alright, so I'm trying to distract Brian.
Okay.
You need to knock me out to get me out of the
shut up for a second. I'm distracting you. It's like the worst guy to have.
I'm glamoured, bitches!
Alright, make another strength check. Now you're trying to pin Mark.
I'm gonna pin you so hard.
Tap out!
5.
Alright, you do not pin.
Good. Thank God.
Now we go to Chester. The
a
bear.
Semi-pen.
Eat you a vampire, man.
You gonna attack Marcus?
How are you gonna do anything? Don't piss off the vampire. Yeah,
he's
Brian
not, because they're gonna start attacking us. Or
get
attacking
Brian
you guys.
Off me first.
I'm a bear. I'm a bear. Bears do one thing, and they only know claw, ripping, and blood.
Yeah, I agree, attack.
Tackle Brian.
No, he needs to attack them,
Marcus. Boom. Sorry. 20.
Yeah.
Boom!
Yay! Boom, shakalaka!
Finally.
Boom!
Okay.
Hey. So basically, the bear just goes over to Marcus and starts mauling him.
All right, let's see what you got.
I was hoping
to stand
bear.
Up epically, adjust my bow tie, and go. The moon!
Oh,
and
no.
Cast moon form. Beam. Beam!
And then Mark changes.
No, it doesn't change Mark. It changes Mark if Mark was in his form.
So you see
dim light fill. 5 foot wide, a 40-foot cylinder coming out of the floor,
Bill
Ted? Coming down from the moon.
It's Bill and Ted.
Well, he fails. you do 2d8 points of damage.
Oh, sweet.
Why did you maximize?
Well, we can bring Bobby can bring you back.
I knew it was gonna happen.
And oh, you're actually only a negative eight.
Woohoo!
I'm only minus eight of death.
Nice.
Well, both of them get full on blasted.
Oh.
So Xenos is barely standing. Mark, the acid just comes right over his body, and he just turns into the green smoke.
Sweet. Oh, he dodged.
We vaporized him.
He
basically
turned into green
but
smoke.
The one thing that does tell us is that he wasn't the one that made those guys into vampires.
So they're knocked yeah, out, dude.
We're not Lost Boys.
Yeah. Sorry, Mark. But you're a hero.
Now
you're a hero.
Chester.
Bring me back to life.
I should really bring him.
Hey, you're a hero.
You're a hero.
To the mix,
you're a hero.
You're a hero. Two times over.
Yeah, you're a hero, man. You're going to go down in history.
Never have I had story? A member yeah. of my team do more damage in D&D than Brian. Right. To us.
It's like the worst.
Yeah, you have Marcus. You see the green fog go out the window.
Told you he wasn't dead.
You know that the only thing, when they're very damaged, vampire has to retreat to its coffin.
Which we know that the coffins are here. Well, we know so they came in.
Yeah, these. You know they came in something. However, the fog breeze goes slower than a person walks.
So we could follow the fog.
If you didn't kill me, I could track, because I have track, but I'm dead, so...
And then it is Isaac, who goes at...
Hutzel.
Hutzel and fucking fails miserably.
Bobby,
then
do you
we go
after
into Kazog.
Yeah.
Or...
No, fuck up Isaac first, and then bring me back to
yeah,
life.
Yeah, but me and Hutzel can take
it
Isaac.
It moves slower than molasses in January.
Well...
Plus I have Ryan. I can just hop a horse.
I can turn into a horse.
I'm not going to hop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to ride.
He actually can transform into a steed.
I'm not riding you.
No,
they're like, we need to get out of here. Bobby's like,
throw my lifeless body.
The warrior jumps on his back and rides out.
Throw my lifeless body on the back of the horse.
Give me a carrot.
Levitate over to us.
Well, do us a favor and bring Living Dead Boy back before you take off.
Before I die completely.
Yeah, actually bring him back and then you guys can go.
Can I cast Cure Wounds and then jump out the window?
Yeah, you saw movement after you cast a spell.
Cure Wounds.
A powder.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Sleep. You're a hero! You're a hero!
I'm gonna take the back of my hand and just
can I backstab
wisp.
Ryan?
No, because he's asleep. Just wisp it against
you're
his
like
cheek.
You're like the most chaotic wizard ever.
Alright, roll 1d8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Orko
Ryan and Druid.
Ryan and Druid.
I guess I will turn into a horse then.
Yeah!
Come on!
Come on, hop on my back!
It just seems like a better idea.
You can try that.
Here's another option.
What?
Is there any other exits to this cave?
You
that
have
no idea.
No idea. We should go inside.
Well, he's been sleeping
in stone.
It's
just a minor cave. It's not part of the major networks.
Could we just...
I don't know. You guys think we should pull the... I
think we should explore the caves right now before
it gets too
late. I think
we should do what we do, but I gotta pee.
I left that in for a reason. Teach you a lesson. No peeing during Dungeons & Dragons ever. Future, bring a bottle.
As you enter the room...
I hope Bobby gets really into this.
You see there's like a wooden chair, mm-hmm. a small desk with some paperwork on it showing some maps. Mm. You see arrayed around the room five coffins.
Five coffins.
Three of them are empty.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
You see sitting in the chair is... someone you haven't met before.
Oh, balls.
But he's dark-skinned like Marcus. And he just seems to be watching you enter. He points at all you guys. He goes, there's some chairs for you.
Can I, well, we know this is not magic.
I look up. Spot check.
There's two guys clinging to the ceiling.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah. Marcus
guys back out
and
of
another
room.
Guy you didn't see are spider climbing on the ceiling.
I'm telling them to back out of the room. Like.
Yeah. We stay near the doorway.
We can talk this one out. We can't actually talk this out, I say to the guy at the desk.
You could ask him about the gold, Mark. Ask him if there was ever any gold.
The reason why we started poking around your establishment was because I was sent by my employer to look for missing gold that was in the crates that you were.
Yes, we were transported with some of our gold.
And why would my employer want the gold that was in your crates? What would be his...
Why would anyone want the gold that was in our crate? It was quite... Well, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
pirate,
how
we... Anything he finds is his.
Oh, okay.
But we don't know that.
Can you get your two gentlemen off the ceiling? I mean, the least that you can do for us is... And we're coming and talking to you. Get them on the ground.
All right, they jump down from the ceiling.
Thank you. So how about this? The nightclub needs to stay up. I'm assuming you guys are making an ass load of money off of that.
We are making a sizable profit to buy ourselves a ship to return to our home.
Okay, so that needs to stay...
Your
home. The mainland.
Is that a slip of the tongue?
Where is your home located?
We're going to Glassfield. We've been summoned.
By who?
Who?
Of course, our master.
Who would be?
He pulls his shirt open, and you see an amulet on his chest of a skull with a silver skull with red eyes.
I take out my crossbow and shoot him right in the face.
Initiative. All right.
Square in the
roll initiative.
Square in the heart. It's going to happen sooner later anyways. Why are we waiting for it? Why are we trying to negotiate with vampires? Like, it's magically like, oh, you know what? We won't. These people go to the
right, whatever. Lazo with a stick. 18!
In the laboratory.
All right, roll 2d6.
So half-heartedly.
7.
All right, you lunge forward and you stab him right in the heart.
Oh!
You
and
killed him!
Yay!
He dies.
Yay!
He just disintegrates in the dust.
Yay, that's all.
There you go.
Dropping his sword.
Yay.
Great, so I traded the sword. Fire for ice.
Well, at least you got something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on now.
You got a fire sword.
It's a sword that breaks other swords.
Yeah.
How is that better than the sword that you had?
Well, we'll see.
Now we have
thanks
Albert.
A lot.
All right. I was waiting for someone to do it.
All right. The next day, Mark is checking out his bar. About halfway through the day, everything's going normal.
Uh-oh.
You decide you guys were gonna meet up.
Something's about at my new place
later on after you had done your early morning
gallery.
Stuff to
the rogue gallery
to determine the last thing. You're currently walking to your friends to deliver your potions. You got your little crate with the potions stacked in line.
Some potions, man.
And he's coming back from the prison. He meets you in the street.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Want to walk together for a bit?
Yeah, let's go.
Right,
and as you're walking, going to meet up with Mark at the warehouse where he's fixing
rogue
up.
Rogue gallery.
Yes, the rogue gallery.
Is it pictures of you naked or something?
No.
Like
it's just a cool
art
name.
Gallery?
Wait, it's called the Rogue Gallery?
That's why I just named it, yeah.
All right.
I was going to call it the Black Knight.
I like the Black Knight.
All right, Black Knight it is.
Yeah, Rogue Gallery was. Yeah, I've been seeing the shadows.
No. Like, right now you see shadows, like, few feet shadows, like, all over the village.
These are the shadows, Bobby. These are the shadows.
And
I'm
you look
about.
Up and you see all these leaves just falling towards... From the sky.
Damn it, Brian. Now you're giving us bad dreams.
All right, stop moving. Brian.
Are you all right? All right. These are the leaves. These are the shadows. This is it.
This is how
this
the
is
world
the
ends.
These are the things that have been following around.
Yes.
They are leaf-formed hang gliders, and each one of them has an elf riding it.
Oh.
You would estimate that there's anywhere from 200 of them to
we're being attacked.
300.
We're being attacked by elves.
There's just, like, it's like literally putting spots of shadow over the entire town.
200 to 300 elves?
The elves
we
are
just
coming.
Step on them.
That's a lot of first
here
ones.
Comes
oh,
blow.
God.
Shut up and just
blow them back.
What do you want from us?
What?
Legolas, what is it?
What? What? What is it?
Anybody get
you're in the bar, you come out. You're about like 30 feet from them, looking up over like a canopy.
Look at
your
all
canopy
those fucking
caught,
elves.
Your canopy caught two of the elves.
Look at that. There's
and
elves coming.
He's like another 80 feet from you down the street outside the blacksmith, and you see your dwarven master's like, it's an invasion.
Nice. Elves are coming. Elves are coming.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
They have to find our leader. Someone get me the reindeer.
Oh, God.
They're elves, get it?
I know.
You see one guy without a bow. In the middle of the town, just watching.
He's
got two swords on his back. And he's just watching the invasion.
He's the leader. That's Legolas. Get to him quick.
The only thing I know is The skull.
Also, the elf.
Shame and anger.
The guy with the two swords in the center of town is the guy we freed.
Mm-mm.
No.
Shame.
Shame. They feel bad because the guy.
Who
is
do you
guy.
Think imprisoned that elf?
Them. And you let him free. And
they did?
Yes, and you let him free.
He was evil. He was their evil.
So now they're coming to get you because you let go of their evil one.
I say we go to the middle of town and try and talk it out with the guy with the two swords.
I think Brian should go.
Brian?
He's the one that did it.
Lead the way.
Alright.
I'll hang back. I'm going to go sneak.
I'm going to fly to the side and just keep a watchful eye. I'm going to try to actually get to a high roof and then materialize.
Well, can I talk to one?
The guy in the middle of town. The guy in charge.
Yeah,
so you're going towards the guy that he saw on the roof.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I'm following him.
Where are you going?
I need backup.
I'm sneaking behind them.
We need backup.
And I'll land
backup
on a roof to the side.
People don't know that elves don't know that he's not a vulture that's randomly flying through town for some reason.
I'm sure they know.
That happens.
I was sent by the White Council to make sure that Silsi is not released. We knew his prison had been breached, and we felt that the item had been removed. And then by the time we got here, he's gone. And he's no longer in his prison.
Well, why was the item here in the first place?
We placed it here. Yeah, under the protection of the tribe of people that were there.
Yeah, that's kind of a bad move.
We can help you.
We placed it here several thousand years ago.
Where is he now? Yeah,
I don't know if they came here, you
knucklehead.
We can help you. If you stop this attack, we can help you.
We can make right what we made wrong.
Yeah, we can help you make it right. But you have to stop attacking people, or these people.
You guys are a much inferior race. You must be taught a lesson.
So I guess now we roll initiative.
We already rolled initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
is it my turn?
If you want to take your action now.
Yes.
Alright.
Check crossbow and dead center in the face.
You can shoot.
Oh.
It's gonna happen. Right?
Fights always start with, I'm gonna shoot him in the face.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and then Bobby goes, and Mark goes, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. We're gonna end up fighting this guy through
Mark, later. No. I wouldn't go like that right now.
Dude, I don't think we're gonna be able to negotiate with
we're
this guy.
We're in pure rage, but he has no idea where we sent this guy.
He wasn't talking to you.
I know.
Because you're firstborn like he is.
He doesn't know what you're here.
Yeah, and I'm a vulture. Yeah. Can I pop out of form?
You can.
Thanks.
Like, can you fly down and pop in the form?
No. Can we use Bobby as leverage, saying, you know, we're friends with
each other? He knows there's dwarves in this town. There's a few of them.
But, you know,
but you're still a human settlement. There's a handful of dwarves here.
Tell him we're the heroes.
There's nothing we can do to change your mind.
Tell him
that
we can help him.
Give me Salsi. Right now.
We'll tell you where he is.
We can
tell you
about
the best we can do.
Why are you whispering?
We can give you the flask.
We know he's not in prison.
But we can give it to you.
Because remember, whenever you hold the flask, you can talk to whoever's in it.
But what if we give you the flask and you can have the beholder go after it and you'll have it back?
I could kill you and take the flask.
But we can just hand it to you. You didn't have to kill anybody.
Fence pop in the face now, finally.
You can shoot.
I mean,
as these guys are talking, there's nothing to stop you from just shooting them.
Which is true.
So you're not going to take the flask at free will. You'd rather just battle it out.
What's happening?
You see confusion on his face, though. You have something else I want.
I didn't say it out loud.
You have the head of Malum, first of the Archivists.
The Gorgon?
We can make a deal with you.
Recall lore religious. What the hell is that about? 14.
Malum was basically what happened is there was a great war between the two first tribes of the first war. And the gods tried to intervene. The firstborn decided that they were equals to the gods and tried to take their power. However they tried to do this, the humans aren't quite sure how they tried to do this, it basically tore segments of their energy. There was only two gods. It basically tore pieces of them out, and those pieces became living entities. Like the God of Death is only a small piece of the God of Darkness.
Okay.
Now, when that happened, certain firstborn bound themselves to these spirits and became like living gods. Solsi bound himself to Ben Solis, the God of Death, and became his avatar upon the prime material plane. So he basically became the God of Death. However, he was imprisoned by an order of people that were created to fight these basically living gods, and they were called the Archivists. And the first of their kind was named Malum, and he is the one that trapped Ben Solis in basically a crystal in the mainland.
So,
and he turned the crystal as well.
So then the crystal skull is what they're talking
about. We can give you the crystal skull.
Because Malum basically was a seer. He was able to see into the future.
Okay, so it's definitely the crystal skull.
You want the crystal skull. We can give you the crystal skull if you let you leave everybody alone. You're not going to get it from us any other way.
I'll let you for it. Yeah. I'll let you live.
Now why would you let me live?
You're funny.
Yeah,
The city's going to burn one way or another. But I'll let you walk out.
I don't know, guys. I say we save everybody. I think we just go for broke on this one. I couldn't just walk out and be like, see everybody.
I'm not cool with letting the city burn.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I'm not cool with letting the city burn, and I'm not cool with dying, especially this asshole.
So
I don't even know your name,
out?
Gent. But whatever it is, prepare to die.
Is it time to cap him in the face?
It's time to cap him in the face!
Cap in the face!
Yeah! Shooter!
Cap in the face!
From the grassy
knoll,
Mark
Werner. Oh my God!
You kicked yourself in the face.
Wow!
And he Dade Counties himself in the foot.
The hidden fucking crossbow bolt flies like out of the darkness, right across the way.
Ignore that.
I could just be shooting for somebody else. I'm gonna shoot at that.
All that buildup and anticipation.
Oh my God!
I still
don't
know. I can still do it.
All right, Kazaa, it's your turn.
Yep.
The dragon
looks
the
like
tree
that.
People.
Yeah, the tree people. Yeah,
they're called Trents.
Trents
in D&D. It hits you with a branch that's about its
We're
arm.
To save its
that's
ass.
About 8 feet long and it's like a log.
You guys, not me. I'm hiding.
You take 21 points of damage.
Oh, me?
Yep.
Hold on to your life.
You know from your lore, Firstborn, that when the Firstborn armies march, dwarves use golems as their like servitor creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Elves use trents. They animate the trees to fight as their warriors.
Oh, crap. Keyboard elves. They're inside the trees making cookies.
Chester, you're up.
I'm going to ask you a quick question about confusion. Does it apply to tree people? You say yes?
Let me see what the tree people are immune to.
Big elf still on an E in the center of town?
Yeah, but there's two trees flanking him. To run through the trees to get to him, one is just blankly staring at him. The other one would get to attack him.
Yeah. All right. He can still hear me, though, right?
Well, yeah.
All right. I want to use Intimidate and make him an offer.
All basically, right. I refuse.
Well, basically, I'm going to say this is your last chance. Take the deal that's on the table and leave us in peace, or you can take my sword with you to the afterlife.
Take the deal where we...
take the deal that's on the table where you can take my sword.
Do it, Hustle.
And I have Intimidate as my class skill.
Do it. Do it.
He looks up at you, says nothing. There's like blood coming out of every orifice of his face. And he just gives you a look that says, if you step near him, he will take his swords and plunge them right up your ass. And he just draws his blades.
Alright. And you clap his arms. I guess this is happening.
This is happening.
Alright, obviously I unsheath my sword and put out all the fire in a 30-foot area.
Okay.
And you said I can't attack him without taking an attack of opportunity from the tree?
One tree. It would have been two trees, but he's currently confused one of the trees.
Alright, I'm going to go for it.
You're going to go right for him?
Yeah.
Wow. Hustle's going tank mode.
Hustle's manning up here.
Alright, well, the tree does hit you.
Tank boy.
Can I parry?
Roll for it.
It's a tree.
We're gonna parry. The tree. The fucking log comes through and you're like.
Three?
That brings your. What's your AC? 18?
Yes.
So that brings it up to 21. You got a 24 to hit you.
Damn it. No way, that's not fair.
You take 19 points of damage.
Damn it.
So I'm at 40.
So then I can still attack?
All right, make your attack.
8 plus 9.
That does. He ducks back, takes his blade. He hits your blade. Your blade skids across his two, and it hits the Trent right next to him.
Ooh.
Might piss off the Trent.
Well, the guy you are attacking is the highest level rogue in the world.
Nice.
And we blood his ass, so he's pretty pissed.
Waiting from every orifice.
His name is Slade Sion. He is a little over 500 years old. And you have just royally pissed him off.
He's probably going to whoop my ass because...
All right, yep, that's yep. I'm going to... So you're up to 14.
Woohoo!
Thanks, start. Bob. You're welcome. I'm still keeping him confused.
And after Chester, it goes to Hutzel.
Well, obviously, I'm going to have to try and get up.
I'll let you go.
As you get up, the elf puts his blade down and he goes, just sit this out.
Can I do something?
Anything? Yeah, you can attack him.
Cut off his arm!
But he's like, I don't intend to kill you.
Kill him!
Hutzel's the one that...
Hutzel!
I knew this was coming. This is the part John's talking about.
Don't fall into
about.
His
Please.
Trap. Can I use the Horn of Blasting?
You can use the Horn of Blasting.
Do I know what it's going to do?
Just say the dwarven word for wind and blow.
Blast away, dude. Blast.
All right. What do I have to do?
Say the word wind and blow.
Yeah, but I mean, do I have to roll?
No, just say wind and blow.
Wind.
Roll.
Roll. Staggers back.
Lower it again.
The elf flies up back up into the rooftops, and the house next to you collapses in on itself.
Well, at least I got him off him. Why is everyone laughing?
What's so funny?
You almost said it. At least I got him off.
I said off of me. Jeez, you guys are such pervs.
You blew the horn and got him off.
At least I got him off.
That's
got
one
him
powerful off. Horn you got there.
Hey,
oh,
God.
Is
it a horn
you're
about to give to you?
And then it goes to the top of the order. Enzio.
Yes.
You have two of your beefiest guys beaten to a pulp.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He's so badass. He doesn't care.
I don't care.
The trees destroyed two buildings. He destroyed half of one other building with his horn. And you see fires all around the town. There's like, you just on this street looking back and forth, there's probably like 20 dead villagers on the street.
That's good.
Their blood is on your hands.
Yeah, the entire population of the town is about 90.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Mark. Do something.
You're not blighted people. Why are you yelling?
It had nothing to do with blight.
He said knob.
The other tree, the confused tree, actually hits the unconfused tree.
Oh.
Nice.
And kills the basically swings the unconfused tree into the water. However,
trees float.
The tree that was not confused
now
was the real tree. The other one was just an animated tree that the other one created. So when the other one knocks it into the water, the other tree just falls over and crushes another house.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
You two for one.
Way to go, Bobby.
Way to go, Bobby.
Thank you. You're the man. You're way
and
better.
And now for 10 minutes, every action you can just call lightning bolts as your action.
You're way better wizard than Brian is.
No, that's not true.
I say so.
You notice there's some commotion at the docks.
To the docks!
Yeah, alright, there's still elves just running around. Right. Some are like fashioning doors, going into the house. You just hear screams from inside the house.
I don't know if we can stop this now. We may have to just flee.
Well, there's gotta be something going on at the docks, because John wouldn't say something going on there. There's
I'm fuzzy with that word flee.
Run? I don't believe it.
So,
alright, you guys start heading towards the dock.
Yep.
You see that there's what guards are left are like fighting a retreating thing, shooting crossbow bolts at the things.
Yep.
You see Eason next Big Crag, and Big Crag is currently battling another giant tree.
Oh, God.
Eason sees you, and he motions you guys over, and you see people running towards the dock. Something's happening.
Yeah, we noticed. Yeah, we know. Yeah.
Remember that, two swords, remember that guy he made us go kill in the mine?
I don't know about you guys, but I'm thinking about getting out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are we.
We're going to get a Dodge.
I have two dwarven vessels that I took back from my city when I came here.
Sure.
Let's go.
Where do you want to go?
You can have one. I'll take the other.
What about the people's?
This room.
Take whoever you want.
All right.
He's like, I think your sister's at the dock.
Yeah.
Sounds good to
I
me.
I would take as many as we could.
People's to our boat. Bobby.
Sounds good.
Kiss your homeland goodbye. You're going to the big
city.
We're
going to Green Acres.
We're going home. Place.
Where's home?
Land of the rolling
Wherever
zombies.
Wherever you are.
So you guys go down to the dock. You see the people are running.
Wherever you lay your head, that is your home.
You see your master's here. Your master.
Ah, good.
I apologize to him for failing.
Well, tell him it's your fault, so.
He's like, Easton just told us what he gave us. We're leaving in style.
Okay.
All right.
You see in the dock, there's two ships.
Yes.
They have iron sides.
Ooh.
They have smoke shafts in the middle instead of
Ooh, it's a steam
sails.
Engine.
Good.
It's a steamboat.
Steamboat
Willie.
Willie,
guys.
Steamboat Willie.
As you pull Stupid out else. About 80 feet, you
sea
hear,
monster
you hear like grating noise. There's gears on the side of the boat. You can hear them cranking. The metal side starts sliding up over the top of the vessel.
It's a submarine!
And it starts submerging.
We got a submarine!
Wow.
We got a Nautilus!
That's pretty cool.
You guys land in the natural harbor.
Public access. I'm not here tomorrow.
Harbor. on the road to Gloom Meadow, you pass by a village, a small village. It was maybe like 30 people. However, it's all burning. Well, not currently burning, but smoking wreckage.
Jeez, that seems to be a recurring theme wherever we go.
Fire your sword down.
Nothing to fight.
Should we go in and check it out, guys?
I think we need to.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
You notice, Mark, that they're wearing the royal eye insignia, which means that they're bounty hunters for the Visor, which is the order you used to be a member of.
Brothers!
You see one of them step forward. I thought you were dead.
I was.
You notice, like, out of but the other other buildings, several other guys coming out. They all have crossbows on their back.
I've seen zombies. I've seen...
Yes, there's zombies all
dragons.
Throughout the south. The two... we were sent down here. The Visor's armies that came to ask support were pretty much almost destroyed. And only a few hundred survivors made it back.
Yeah, they got housed.
And, The Archvisor basically drew all of his northern nobles that served him and brought their army down here to try to contain the undead. I would say there's probably a few hundred people that live in Gloom Meadow now.
Have you heard anything of this guy called Solsi?
Not that I know. There's a lot of strange things going on.
You're telling us.
We've lost a lot of the south is in wreckage. The Visors lost about 40% of their legions, the professional army. And that's what keeps all the other native nobles in line. That's why they've sent down the northern legions, or the northern men to take this out, because they're afraid if they lose any more legions, the natives will rebel.
Where are you guys heading?
We're tracking the Duke in charge is Duke Ashton from the north. We're keeping an eye on him, making sure he doesn't become too popular, and if he does... Making sure that he doesn't raise a sword to the Archvisor.
Yeah, I understand. You could get his bag.
Gloom Meadows. I stopped by there for supplies.
Have you seen Allison?
Yeah, she's still there.
Is she still doing her thing?
Is she still faithful?
Yeah, she's been pretty morbid ever since you left.
Ooh, morbid.
Once they heard word that almost everyone
way,
in Ashport was killed.
Someone doesn't send letters, so.
Ooh.
There could be a little bit of a family tip you know, there.
Because I
wish the druid to send animal messages.
Yes.
Too bad being a better boyfriend isn't a spell.
Oh. First of all, he's the one that said it, not me. I sent letters. I was saving
We'll get you a plus two charisma ring.
It's his epic actually, level spell.
Also, another threat to the crown is the Holy Order. Basically, a religious knighthood has recreated itself in response to the plague of the undead. And they've gained quite a stout following from the Southerners.
No. Oh. Mm.
All we know is the Southerners were the largest power base of the Visors, because that's where the Visors first landed. Mm. And the fact that they're devastated and the fact that they've lost 40% of their professional soldiers is not...
a good sign. Thousands.
A few thousand of the Northern.
Well, if we don't wait, we have a way of getting you a message if we need to, so... keep your eyes
look
to the
for
skies.
A sparrow with a blue ribbon around its claw.
Yes.
All right.
I better write that down.
You see that they basically go around one of the buildings, and they have a few horses tangled up there, and they all mount up, and they wave and ride off.
Safe journey, my brothers.
Brothers!
Then you continue traveling north. We have
Jimmy Olsen.
We have an issue. We fall within the duchy that was commanded...
past duchy left-hand side?
Yeah.
I beat you to it.
That was commanded by the Duke of Astroport. But Astroport's been destroyed.
Yeah.
There's no leader anymore.
How's the Duke of Earl doing?
There's a lot of other towns coming to us and trying to annex us since we have no royalty.
Mm. Oh.
In
other words, looking for a king, is what you're trying to say.
We're looking for a lord.
And your possible solution is...
we need someone that comes from a family that has someone that was knighted. We need someone to take charge of the town.
I can't take charge of the town. Well, we know you can't, but you're going
to
have to.
You can't, but you got to be the figurehead.
Your father was a knight in the service of our past, our slain duke. That gives you the claim to make yourself Lord of Blue Meadow.
Peter Dinklage, you can do it.
Oh, crap.
You're... the only option here, man.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's going to be three...
Lord Shaw!
Lord Shaw!
But, like, if Lord I become the Lord of this Lord of area, am I going to be able to continue menu. Adventuring with you guys? I'm going to have to, like...
You're Lord. You can oversee your fiefdom from afar.
You
I mean,
sleep
you put
with
the
goats for all they care.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you can be a goat fucker, but
I mean,
they don't care.
You can, then you have to make your own religion, or your own church, and then you can marry the goat. Yeah,
exactly. Have babies with the goat, baby goat, baby shaw goats.
Man. Yeah. So why are we talking about goats?
If we can install our own lord, then we can keep them from trying to annex us.
Tell me what I need to do.
Will they accept the legitimacy of Shaw?
Yeah, well, I have to prove my claim.
Lord Albert Shaw.
Bend over.
Well, a lot of people know who your father was. He served in the court of our duke. And he was knighted by the Duke of Astroport. Yes.
You are now the Lord of... God. You are now Lord...
credits!
Lord Albert Shaw of Glue Meadow.
Can I bow to one knee?
we'll bow one
bow.
Knee.
It's like that scene at the end of the first Star Wars. You come out.
Really, Brian?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
You're up.
Now, Mark.
Uh-huh.
In your gathering rumors...
yes.
You found a local business owner.
Yeah.
Miles Carver. This is information Miles you don't Carver. Have to share if you don't want to.
Well, then why are you saying...
la, 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 la,
no,
la, la, la. Earmuffs, everybody.
It's easier this way. You found him communicating to a noble north, a powerful noble, the same one that Veronica is afraid wants to take over this land.
Uh-oh.
And he's been Uh-oh. Sharing what actions you've been taking. Do you want to share that? Do you want to do something on your own?
I think I'm going to take care of that one on my own.
He owns a business in town.
Yes.
His business is liquidated, is worth about 400 gold pieces.
He's lost 400 gold pieces?
No, it's worth.
Worth.
Ladies and gentlemen.
His net worth is basically 400 gold pieces.
We're about to bear witness to the birth of Miles about? Carver.
He's an exporter.
Vandalay Industries. Exporter, importer.
Exports. I'll take care of it on my own.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
I said that already.
Are you going to...
we're doing that now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't have to actually fight him. I'm just asking. He's not going to put up a fight.
No.
But do you want to kill him quietly? Do you want to bring him before the justice?
What if I just want to go and talk to him a little bit first?
Wait a minute. If you killed him quietly and someone found out...
then that's bad.
That's bad.
Or we could get a double agent.
Because I'm a big... yeah, so let me go... let me go and pay him a visit, so to speak.
All right, when you confront him with the knowledge, he's very afraid.
You need to be afraid, my friend.
He's like, what do you want?
If you have power over me.
I heard you've been talking to people from the north.
This is one of those moments that I love to capture because I must reiterate, this man has never played Dungeons and Dragons. And now he's trapped in the dungeon. That's right, the dungeon. You're listening to Dungeonetics, it's a thing. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I'll just let this go.
What's your problems with the Lord?
I have no problems.
Then why are you sharing information with the North that you know has some issues with the Lord?
Because I have friends up North.
What kind of friends?
Friends that might be more lucrative than the Lord we both serve now.
How lucrative?
It depends on how much you give them.
So you pay these guys and they give you money? How does this work? What
are you talking about? He's trying to gain control over the town.
Yeah, so why do you want this guy to be in charge and not the Lord to be in charge?
Why don't you pay this guy to be an informant?
Because he's more powerful than our current Lord?
Ah. So, if I brought you in to the Lord, you probably would not have this wonderful business you have now. Probably end up dead. And that wouldn't work out well for you, would it?
Yeah, I decapitated my own father. What chance does this guy got?
I mean, you know what he did to his dad, right? You heard the stories. He killed his own dad.
So what do you want from me?
What if I brought you in as a consigliere kind of situation? You kind of gave me some information and straight, you know, give me some info. Let you live.
What do you want to know?
What have you been telling these guys from the north?
He's been giving them information on your armed forces.
Well, that's not smart. So is this any information you've gotten from him about anything?
My lord has the service of over 300 men at arms.
Two! A hoax.
That stinks.
How close is that?
He's north of Riverton.
Could you feed him like bad info? Like we could say, like, oh, we have a force of 400.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you mind if I brought you into the fold, so to speak, and got you in on action here in the township?
No.
How much are you willing to pay me?
Oh, Mark, you don't want to get him too close because if the other people pay him more, guess what? He's got all our shit.
Then he goes,
but if he's already there and they already know, we could kill him, but they would already know the info. I don't know if it's smart to let him bring him all the way in. Maybe keep him far enough, but in the middle.
Let's play out for a second.
I don't know.
Let's see what's going to happen.
What do we know about this guy in the north who has designs on our
way? He wants to take over.
He wants to take over.
He wants to run everything.
He's not from this duchy.
He's
to the north. But now that there's no centralized leadership here, he wants to make himself a duke by absorbing a decent amount of the land here and making him more powerful against the nobles in the north in his duchy.
Left hand side.
Is there any way we can maybe bring him under our wing or form an alliance with him?
No, he's way bigger than us. He wants to kill you and take over.
Yeah. He's got quite more land under his control. He's an established house. Right. They've ruled that area for a while.
What's this guy's name again?
Miles Carver.
Miles.
I'm just saying, Mark. I don't know.
So then it's highly unlikely that he would accept any kind of trade.
All right, Miles. So you've been feeding information to this guy in the north. Not very kosher. Not very much appreciated. So you have two choices. Tell me everything you know. Or, this will be the last time you step foot in your building, so to speak.
I'll tell you everything you want to know.
Well, what do I want to know?
What do I want to know? I don't know.
My take on this is we're never going to beat this guy on open ground in a battle, so we need to find some sort of dirt that we can use on him that
yeah,
will keep
we
him
need,
at arm's length.
Yeah, we need something. We need
tell
something.
Me something about this guy that you know. You got any dirt
I feed information there. You don't you really tell me. I know what everyone
Who's
knows.
Your connection to that area?
No, he's an exporter, but he sends messages when he ships out stuff.
Yeah, but who do you send them with? Do you send them to a certain
I send
person?
Them with my caravan.
No, who do you send them to?
They have a contact up there.
Who's their contact?
I don't know, just one of the servants. They're going to his land, my exports, so it's not like I need a particular guy. They just go to his herald.
So is it the same guy, or do you send different guys every time?
All my merchants bring messages.
Well,
so that's going to happen.
We're going to have to go to war.
We're
not going to war right now.
Basically, the only way you can get this guy, if you threaten him with death, he's fleeing the town.
I'm not threatening with death. I'm killing him right in a second.
He's okay, dead. You kill him.
What you do?
What we're going to do is I'm going to keep running the business on my own.
Okay.
And pretend to be him.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I'm him and send information.
Okay.
Wrong information.
Wrong information. There's this guy, Miles Carver. He's a merchant in the town here. And he's been feeding information to the Lord of the North.
No way.
Yes way.
Yo, check this shit out.
What a riot. Thank you very much for listening to this very important episode of Dungenetics. Sorry for the delay. I'm going to be having a kid in about 12 days. Sebastian, welcome to this world. Anyway, thank you for listening. Dungenetics Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And as always, you're going to see me in one more recap because these boys' adventures are just too darn important to leave the three episodes. Dungenetics. Thank you.
The intergalactic star cops can't even come near me. Cause I'm that invisible adversary that I entered through the use of osmosis. When I was in a Japanese comic book store, I held one close to my heart and I went into the pages. And I became black and white, only alien alive who rocks the fly gear. Stretching out on the couch in the back corner of the comfort zone back in the day. On too much acid and beer, loud and clear, freestyling for infinity. Beyond in a cellular phone, I used to do it driving a Civic so I didn't look crazy, so I could make it to a new plateau. Unchained abyssal warrior, making the rational petro. I be claustrophobic insomnia. I got scoliosis. I'm literally twisted. The diagnosis with who's alone with hallucinosis. Like mononucleosis, I flat dark dub chronics and fat futuristic funk. For any stupid squeegee kid wannabe anarchist punk coming near me. Artsy bullshit, I'll just pull it back to split. Fuck the PCP, be all that I can be as I weep among the trees at the breakneck speed. I rhyme like I'm the only.